First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
So, like, these guys got together, you know, and, decided, hey, we're not doing nothing. Let's, make a country or something.
That's the American history paper you thought you wrote last night, if you did your homework after smoking marijuana. Unfortunately, this is probably the paper that you turned in this morning.
The seminal structure of the founding of the American Republic was not only revolutionary in the manner of something.
You don't think better on marijuana. You just think you think better on marijuana.
That's the mailbox outgoing you thought you did last night after smoking marijuana. Unfortunately, this is the way it really sounded.
This is Ronald Redfall. Hit me. I need a girlfriend. I'm so lonely.
You don't make better mailbox outgoings when you smoke marijuana. You just think you do. Are you listening, Sledgehammer?
I'd like to get my hands on the guy with the sledgehammer.
The one who hit you?
Oh, the one inside my head. How long have I... I'll let there be a lesson to you. Just lie there and be happy you're still alive.
End of message.
I turned around and fucked him up, man. Yeah, man. That's my old lady, man. Oh, man, yeah, well, she's a bitch.
That'll be 8819.
Say what, brother?
8819.
You may start your message now.
How about I kick the shit out of you and all your fucking ideas, you and your fucking friends and family? You know, one of your fucking Polack friends is saying that he knows my address and he's going to come and shoot me. Well, if you're the one responsible for giving him the address, then, why don't you be the one responsible to pay for his cab fare to come over and shoot me?
Tuesday, 6:54 a.m. from...
John. Dave, I'm getting very close, Dave, to asking all of 18 to get the hell off my system. It just seems like, problem after problem after problem after problem. I will not send out a multiple message to everybody on... Group 18 about my address. When I build somebody, I give them the address or a telephone number to call if there's a question. That's all I'm going to do. Dave, I really don't like some of the headings like this, multiple orgasms. I recognize I have no right to comment on the morals of the people using my system, and I don't generally. But when I have to call you to pass messages back and forth, and I have to listen to that crap, David, I do not like it. So either you're going to have to figure a way where you and I don't have to communicate and I have to listen to those types of greetings, or I'm going to do something about it.
End of message.
War games help sharpen business skills. Strategy, tactics, risk-taking.
Risk-taking. Hey, I risk my life every night of my life, rain or shine. That's risk-taking.
Being a cop?
No, eating those pork nuggets. You don't know what's in those things.
Remember? Bryce was a hard-nosed competitor. He liked to play war games with his top executives. They'd don military uniforms and stalk each other with guns that shot paint pellets. Put that down.
Oh, white-collar weirdos. Why play war when you can join the police force and kill for fun and profit and use real bullets?
You may start your message now. Accessing mailbox 4.
I got fast everything!
Hello.
I got fast everything!
From.
There is no choice.
I know what you're thinking. Did he leave 6 messages? Or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth and all the confusion, I kind of lost track myself. But seeing that this is a Northwestern Favorite Plus Bell telephone and can blow your mailbox clean off, you can ask yourself a question. Where is Jim? Well, Jim is dead, my friend. You can call me Narco. Now get out of here!
End of message.
Hey, this is Buck. I'm a little Buck. So leave a message here, and I'll get back to you real soon.
What did you say your name was?
Buck.
Buck?
No, you fucker, Buck.
Oh, Bug.
Yes.
And you're a bug?
I'm a bug.
Are you small?
I'm really tiny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what do you do?
Around on the floor.
Well, can I smash you flat?
No.
Well, I'm gonna try, okay?
Okay.
Damn it. I missed.
I'm too fast. You can't smash me. And then, when you go to sleep, I crawl inside of your head.
Well, don't.
Come on. Are you gonna help me out?
Sorry for the misunderstanding. But it's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate people like yourself.
What's that, Tiger?
Don't mention it.
What's that, Tiger?
There's weird slime.
I took you off the air here. Just tell me what's going on.
There's weird slime in the coffee sleep times. Weird slime in the coffee sleep times.
Give me 1 hour.
We don't have an hour, sir. We just have half an hour. The alternative is Babs just get out in the studio, she'll kick us. John looks front, pick up the gun, John. And toodaloo, taking another cognac back.
Who is this mysterious man?
Have a look at this. What is this? The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Continent of Europe.
Are we going, let's see, are we going toward like 6th Street?
Now we're at Franklin and Market.
Oh, Franklin.
And we're coming up near the end here, almost to Castro, I think.
I guess it's legal just to get drunk and barf in the fucking alleys and stumble and stagger, right?
Sir? Really, can we interview someone? I'm not joking. Why?
They would open.
They'll
up
get their pimp, huh?
No, they're really.
Will they open up for you, really?
No, they're really.
Yeah, for $5.
Yeah, they're streetwise and they're professional, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a game to them.
It's their way of life, man.
It's their livelihood.
The way of beating them off.
And what they say and seem like on the surface is totally different, but they're really not.
Now, you might be able to interview on my phone. Ooh.
This isn't the real experience. The real experience, I guess, would be if we were out of the car walking the streets.
You wouldn't?
Hold our life in our hands.
Walk down Castro and they look at you like you're a girl. You know what girls feel like.
Yeah, oh yeah. I can
imagine. So where are we now?
I know we're headed up here pretty soon. The end of Market is Castro.
Castro should be coming up.
This is great.
It's great.
Okay, here we are. We're on Castro.
This is okay. It's a gay area right here.
I don't know if it's underground or what.
Start looking for gay people.
They're all over.
Bill, please calm your voice down.
Okay. Everybody, look at this huge person. Look, right there. They're hugging.
Oh!
There's the Phoenix.
Oh!
Is it? Oh, I'll be damned.
We come to the wrong one.
Really?
Look at that.
They're all males in that Phoenix.
Yeah. Like a tourist.
In fact, there's males all over the street. Oh, should you?
I mean, so we can sit and stare.
Just so people keep their voices down and do not say any bad words.
A lot of these people are mainly picked up and earning money, thankfully.
What is this?
Well, we're going up a hill now and you feel the
cute. Oh, I what? Hey.
Now I'll turn around, we'll go back to Castro.
Okay.
That was it?
Yeah, that's it.
Huh? That's the famous Castro is only that little?
Well, the city is little. It's a little town. It's only 7 miles long and 7 miles wide.
So much happens.
It happens. Yeah, yeah, but the song, but the music is coming in too fast before I'm getting. Yeah. All right, that's beautiful.
I deal with the goddamn customers so the engineers don't have to. I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
You know perfectly well what is the matter with you. You've known it for years, though you've fought against the knowledge. You are mentally deranged. you've known it for years, though you've fought against the knowledge. You were mentally deranged.
You're stuck! You're outgoing shit!
You're stuck! You're outgoing shit!
I'm watching the Star Trek right now. Fucking Quantum Leap City. I'm right here. Walk through me. Old. Poltergeist 2, Quantum Leap. Fucking old, man. What are they doing? It's complete.
Thursday, 1:15 a.m.
Now, I'm watching Quantum Leap. And he leapt into a dream. He leapt into a dream. The person he leapt into was having a dream while he leapt in, and he replaced the person in the dream. What the fuck? Are they trying to have a competition? Who can be better this week? Star Trek or Quantum Leap? Star Trek, oh yeah, look, going through walls, yeah. Killer, really good episode, yeah, we're ghosts. No, we're not, look. Quantum Leap. We can leap into a dream now. Oh, yeah. Commander Riker raping Commander Riker's wife. If you don't make an outgoing out of this by this weekend, you'd lose your title of voicemail king. You better have an outgoing. Why did you rape Commander Riker's wife? And then find that episode with Minuet. Minuet. No one could have known about my wife. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, fuck. What is going on here? Commander Riker's wife? No. No, I will not accept it. What have we been talking about? Sam's gonna leap into Al. Al's gonna leap into Sam. No, I won't accept it. This is too much to ask of me in one thing. Number one, he leaps into a dream. Number two, there's a Commander Riker. Number three, he is Al. He cannot. You can't. Roddy McDowell, the show that never has famous people, Roddy McDowell. I cannot believe this. And I taped it in hi-fi stereo. Yes.
Out
accept it. What have we been talking about? Sam's gonna leap into Al. Al's gonna leap into Fez. I'm watching the Star Trek right now. Fucking Quantum Leap City. All right, walk through me. Old Poltergeist 2, Quantum Leap. Fucking old, man. What are they doing?
Star Trek, the next Quantum Leap.
Are they trying to have a competition? Who can be better this week, Star Trek or Quantum Leap? Well, Star Trek, oh yeah, look, going through walls, yeah. Killer, really good episode, yeah, we're ghosts. No, we're not, look. Quantum Leap, we can leap into a dream now. Wow, wow, yeah.
Hey, you up, Borg?
Does Red Ball have brain cramps?
End of message.
It's complete.
Last 16 a.m.
Now, I'm watching Quantum Leap.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? This is Jess from Disney 8045. I was just, you know, cruising through the mailboxes, I guess you could say.
Hey, idiot 19.
Mailbox 8819.
You may start your message now. Hello.
You are Borg.
Please enter. Hello.
I'm Geordi.
Well, you can timestamp this, man, you know, March 3rd, 1991. Whoever, everyone, you know, that's left, go up and do a fucking radio show called Mailbox Hell, you know. Mailbox Hell, I mean, everyone's got their own little tapes and stuff. You know, it'd just be a jamboree, you know, on one of the over-the-edge spots. You know, that's another idea that kicked around in my head. Anyways, here's the other part of the message, dude.
But my show will be far superior. And don't be copying none of my ideas either, because I'm playing metal, fusion, and modern rock, and I don't want to hear you saying shit about metal, fusion, or hard rock. You understand? You guys do your comedy bullshit, or you'll piss me off, and I'll tell them that, oh, they're coming over there to swear on the air. Got it?
End of message from
John.
Payment is due in the mailbox for January, February, and March, $27. You can send the check to John 11-4405 Vermont Boulevard in Fremont 938. And I would like to have the payment by Friday, Monday latest, or I'm going to just have to disconnect the mailbox. Thank you.
End of message. Message discarded. 2:27 p.m.
Oh, hello. I've been kidnapped, and I need someone to help me. I dialed your number with my nose, and I was able to get through. If you could help me, I'm here at this address and call the police. I couldn't call the police.
Hey, get the hell away from that fucking telephone!
Oh, no. Okay,
fucking hang up!
End of message. 4:12 a.m.
Once upon a time, there was a happy little prince, and he was walking through the forest. Oh, I'm such a happy prince, he thought. And as he thought this, he made a tiny fart. Ooh, said the prince, very pleased with himself. What a precious fart I have made. And so he made another. Ooh, the prince was so happy, he laughed and danced, skipping around the forest. La la la, la. Oh, I'm such a happy prince. Oh, listen. But then, suddenly the call waiting began to beep. Over and over. He was getting very annoyed. He couldn't stand it. He couldn't even tell his story. He began to become very angry. Then for a while, he thought it had stopped. But it didn't. It began again. It was very annoying to the happy prince. He was mad. Ah, just when he thought it stopped for the last time, it started again. Then he was sure this time it had really... Then he was sure it had really stopped. Ah, this time it has for sure, he thought to himself. And then he realized that it had. So he began to laugh and dance up the forest. But then, the call waiting began again. But no, this time it didn't. So he fought it one last time. And went upon his merry way. La 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 la. Then he made a big, gigantic fart, much bigger than the rest.
Ooh. End of message.
Yes?
Tell me how much Batman sucked.
Am I being recorded?
No.
Diet Coke commercial was even better. There's a lot to be improved.
He stole it. He stole all the money. You're analyzing this too much. You're analyzing it the same way. I mean, you could analyze the original Batman and say how stupid it was, but you don't. But you're picking on this one. Why? What is so bad about
it? Because
it
was boring and the story
was
going on.
Why was it boring?
Oh, God, and the fucking effects. Come on. I don't know what happened. He's supposed to get fried on one side of the face and be Two-Face guy. But Christopher Walken, he was almost better. And you know, that's how Christopher Walken always seems to be, that psychotic kind of weirdo. He thinks he's really, you think he's like kidding, and he starts laughing, and then he fucking kills you. That was good, but that was Christopher Walken.
From Coca-Cola diet, that's the only good thing. Michelle Pfeiffer, oh yes, that's a good thing. That was good. Yeah, go see the movie. Go see the fucking movie.
I don't know what got into him. I think maybe, hello?
End of message. Monday, 5:55 a.m. from
HAL 9000. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am a HAL 9000 personal computer. I first became operational in 1999 at the HAL 9000 plant in Urbana, Illinois. My instructor was John Eder, and he taught me to sing a song. Would you like me to sing it? 8103. That is the box for me. Thank you, gentlemen. I have replaced your Synogram system as the new voicemail computer. I will be handling all information and retrieval of messages. Thank you for your compliance. End of message.
End of message.
The number you have reached, 8103, has been disconnected. 8103 has been disconnected. No further information is available about.
Hey, baby, shall we go for a second? At the moon, the time will be 4:30.
End of message.
So they said that Bill copied me because I copied you. Now he's copying me, which he's never really done before, so I don't know.
End of message.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with my brain. That a couple $1,000,000 of very expensive surgery couldn't prolong. Well, I've got to go rub girls' bodies now.
End of message.
Don't leave on with that shit. It's horrible. It's just boring, too. And what happened to the homosexual hotline? I used to have fun on that thing, man. Now you guys made it into a pay call. That sucks, damn dude.
End of message. Message discarded. Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 38 of Midnight Voice Jail, Mentally Deranged. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network. The FAQ for this series can be found at www.geocities.com/voicejail. The National Cynical Network's home site is at www.nationalcynical.com. Stay tuned, or check the station's program listings for information on when the next episode will air. You can write the National Cynical Network, email voicejail@yahoo.com. Until next time, thanks to all voice jailers everywhere. And thanks for listening.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.